Hey, Chevra, we have to continue our study of the Malacha of Kotzer. Now, here's the way it goes. Yesterday, we pointed out that the simple understanding of the Malacha of Kotzer is that you are removing something, you're detaching something from the ground. That's a simple understanding of the Malacha of Kotzer. Nonetheless, we pointed out that this approach is untenable. Because the Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, going over to Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about the way we presented it as fish, fetus, fungi. And in the case of fungi, if I remove a mushroom from the keli that the mushroom is attached to, so that is going to be usur. That's going to be a problem. So we see it does not have to mamish be mechuba lekarka in order to have the malacha of kotzer. It doesn't have to be attached to the ground. Nonetheless, there seems to be a further question as to what exactly is kotzer. Is kotzer when I remove something mi makom gidulo? Is it when I remove something from the place where it grew, from its natural habitat? Or is kotzer when I remove something from its source of nourishment? And we commented that the Yerushalmi Yerushalmi says that if I take water on Shabbos, that's a violation of kotzer. That means, according to Yerushalmi, that if I am removing something from the makom of its nourishment, that is going to be kotzer. Although, I don't know, could we treat the water like it's makom gidulo? Perhaps. But basically, the Yerushalmi is saying that in all these cases, the fish and the fetus and the fungi, they're all going to be the malacha of kotzer. It's not exactly clear whether the Yerushalmi is taking the possibility that kotzer is mimakom yinikaso, or is kotzer mimakom gidulo. That's unclear in the Yerushalmi. However, many of the Achrayim assume that this issue is fundamentally machlokes between Rashi and Tosis on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand. You know, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, the Gemara tells you that Te'ina sheyavsha bi'ibeha. Let's say I have a fig that dries up. So Zuck the Gemara, you're not allowed to pluck that fig off the tree on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara is talking about the dinim of whether it's mekabel tumah, whether there is a din of tumah or not, but the pashtus is this relates to Shabbos as well. Tosfos in our Masechta on Daf Kuf Nun on the base, Tosfos tells me that the Gemara on Kuf Chav Zayin in Chulin is only talking about behemah. About blah blah blah. That Gemara and Kuf Chav Zayin and Chulin is only talking about it te'ena sheyavsha bi'ibeha. That means that the te'ena shrivels up while it's in its cover of sorts. But if the te'ena is mamish nesiyabesh legamre, that even the ukats of the te'ena, even the stem at the bottom of the te'ena has dried off. Rashi and Tosfos both understand that b'kahai gavna, you are permitted to remove the te'ena on Shabbos. At least on the level of Daraisa, you're permitted to remove that te'ena on Shabbos. When the te'ena is mamish nesiyavesh, to the extent that that even the ukat has dried up. That's what emerges from Tosfos on Kuf Nun Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. However, the Rambam comments in Perek Ches of Shabbos Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, "Te'enim sheyavshu bi'ibehen, v'chein ilan sheyavshu peirosav boy, hatolosh mehen b'Shabbos chayiv, af alpi shehin akurin inyan tuma." The Rambam writes that there's a distinction between Hilchos Tumah and Tahara and Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam tells me that Te'ena sheyavsha, you are not allowed to hatoylosh mehen b'Shabbos Chayiv. The Rambam says, Mida Oraisa, you're Chayiv. Torah Shem B'Shabbes, you're Mamash Chayiv on the level of the Oraisa. And the Rambam does not distinguish when he talks about Te'ena Sheyavsha B'Ibeha. The Rambam does not distinguish based on the degree of Yibush. Yavesh Hayakeitz, right? That's a pasuk in the Book of Lamentations, right? Something could mamish be dried, shriveled entirely. Farshimelt and Gansen. The Rambam says, you know what? You're still chayiv if you pluck it off on Shabbos. Against Tosfos. That means l'cha'ira, that for the Rambam, the din of kotzer is when you sever chibur. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, the din of kotzer is when you sever nourishment. When I have something that's attached to the tree, but it's entirely gestorben, it's now dead. The Rambam would say, in that situation, if you are removing a dead item from a tree, you're still chayiv. Because according to the Rambam, the malacha of tolesh is moving something that is going to be attached. Physical attachment is enough. That's what the Rambam says. The Rashi and the Balei HaTosfos, however, disagree. And they say physical attachment, absent nourishment, is not going to be chayiv at all. It might be asur midrabanan, but it's not chayiv. So what we have, just in terms of outlining the possibilities, no one lamaisa is going to say the intuitive approach to kotzer, that when you cut something away from the ground, you're going to be chayiv. Because it's for sure true that you can be chayiv even if you're not cutting something away from the ground. But the Rambam will say that if something is attached to the ground, I'm going to be chayiv even if it's not nourished from the ground. The other Rishonim, however, say that attached to the ground is lo ma'ale v'lo morid. Right? To some extent, the question is, how do I, right? Three cases, fish, fetus, fungus. That case of the fungus on Daf Kuf Ches Omer Aleph, does that mean that attachment does not matter at all? Attachment to the ground does not matter, ki hu zeh. The Rambam is going to say no. But that Gemara is telling me is that there's a second maslul. And if something is attached to not ground, you're chayiv. But avada gevist, if something is attached to the ground, even if it's not nourished from the ground, you're going to be chayiv. Now,
what about the Gemara in Chulin that Rabbi mentioned?
I didn't hear.
What about the Gemara in Chulin that Rabbi mentioned?
About to
end it's no longer yonate, but it's still mechuber.
So again, Rambam to say that if it is still physically attached to the ground, but it's completely dried off, min ha-tayra, there's no iser to remove it. Rashi and Taisa say that being attached to the ground doesn't matter.
So that Gemara is only midrabanan.
Matters. What?
That Gemara is only midrabanan?
The Gemara is speaking about Tuman Tahara primarily. Right?
The Mechobel Karka, but the Gemara says that Tehina
Sheyavsha B'Ibeha is considered Tehina Sheyavsha B'Ibeha is considered Akur L'Inyan Tuma. That doesn't mean that L'Inyan Shabbos is considered Akur. Right? Rashi and Tosfos, I forgot my Gemara over here, but if you look in the Tosfos Kofnu Namid Beis, Tosfos has that Lashon. That's only akur le'inyan tuma, even when it's completely yavesh. But if it is not completely yavesh, so in that case we're going to say that you're chayiv on Shabbos. But completely
it's
yavesh,
it's still yonik, even if it's dry.
I don't think it's yonik. I think it's physiologically attached. There's a physical attachment, even though mashal ma'hadaradome. A person could have rahman al-sun a limb, but you're going to be a doctor. You could have a limb that's gangrenous. It's still attached to your body, but there's no blood flow. It's dead, ki'ilu, no? If it's mamish, like dead, but it is still physically attached, the shayla is, do I violate kotzer removing that thing? So that's a machlokas, Rambam and the Bali Hatosos. The Rambam is saying that the malacha of kotzer means severing something from chibur lekarka, even though kotzer also means, right, like in the case of the fungus, severing something that's nourished. Right, the Rambam has two maslulim within kotzer. But the Bali Hatosos is saying that the only maslul is something that's yavish, it is something, excuse me, that is yonek, even though mushrooms, the Gemara says, get their life force from spores, it comes from me'avira karabu, but nonetheless, they are considered like they get some sort of nourishment from the ground as well. The Gemara in Ketzer Mevarchem has that type of lashon. Did I satisfy you, Nadi?
Yes.
Okay, so that's my focus, Rambam and the rest of Judaism. Now, this is relevant also for some of the Gezeiris Dirabbonon with respect to Kotzer. There are Gezeiris Dirabbonon primarily that appear in the Mishnah Beit on Lamed Vav. The Mishnah Beit on Lamed Vav says that a person is not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. A person is not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos because we're worried that you might pull off a branch. If I'm climbing a tree, I might pull a branch off. I might knock off a branch. If I'm riding an animal, I want to do the Lone Ranger thing, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, horsey. I'm going to take my branch, right? And the animal will speak to me, right, whatever it is, but I'm going to break off a branch in order to hit that animal. So Gemara says, I'm not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos because I rip off a branch. I can't climb a tree on Shabbos because I will rip off a branch. Those two dinim appear. And these two dinim make it to Shulchan Aruch in two different places. Shin Hei Se'if Yud Ches is where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the din of being mishtamish with behema. Shin Hei Se'if Yud Ches. Ein Ruch Men Agabi Behema V'lo Nitlam Aleha, meaning the Isser is not only to ride an animal, the Isser is also to be Taila, to hang on the animal. Afilu Betzidos Asur HaHishtamish, Avotzidei Tzodim is going to be Mutter. Okay, let's just take a step back. The Gemara is going to tell us on Kuf Nun Hei that there's a difference between Tzodim and Tzidei Tzodim. Both by this distinction is in the Gemara with respect to Mishtamish B'ilon. But the Rishonim extrapolate from there to the dinim of Behema as well. So in the case of an Ilan, studim means, let's talk about a hammock. People like hammocks. You're in the hammock and you're spending your Shabbos, you want to drink tequila in the hammock. So to hang a hammock by the branch of a tree, and then to be in the hammock, that's going to be usher on Shabbos. Because the hammock is the stad of the tree. The tree is a branch. If the hammock is hanging from a branch of the tree, so then that's going to be a problem. But let's say I stick a peg into the tree and I hang the hammock from that peg, then I'm allowed to be in the hammock on Shabbos. That's called Tzidei Tzodim. This then makes it in Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Yud Gimel, right? Where we discuss studim versus tzidei studim. It says about if you want to put a ladder on the tree, so you're allowed to climb on a ladder if the ladder is hanging from a peg, and the peg is in the tree, you're allowed to climb that ladder on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to put a ladder up on Shabbos, even if the ladder is going to go and rest on the peg, because that's being mishtamish b'tzadah. I'm only allowed to be mishtamish b'tzidei tzadah. So putting the ladder there initially is going to be a problem. But once the ladder is there, right, I'm allowed to climb on that ladder because peg, ladder, tzidei tzadah, I could climb on the ladder. Right, so I wouldn't be allowed to tie a hammock onto the peg on Shabbos. But once I have a hammock that's tied on the peg, it's mutter, that is the din of tzidei tzadah. The Rishonim comment, and now we're back to Shin Hei Seif Yud Ches, that this din of tzidei tzadah, which is relevant for being mishtamesh in an ilon, is also relevant for ein reichman agabei behema. It's also relevant for ein rochvin agabei behema, that tzidei is aser, but tzidei tzadim is going to be mutter. No? Tzidei tzadim would be like in the olden times, or even today, like in certain countries, you see that the animal has like a pole on it, and there are two buckets on the side of the pole that's hanging onto the animal. So you could put stuff into the bucket and take stuff out of the bucket, because that's being mishtamish, that's tzidei tzadim of the behema. Right? So tzadim is usr, tzidei tzadim is mutter. That's the din by a behema. Now, the pashtus is, like the Mishnah tells me in Beitza, that both of these dinim are a gezeira that I might rip off a branch. However, the Magen Avram notes that there's another reason why you can't ride an animal on Shabbos. Magen Avram quotes from Yerushalmi, quotes from Yerushalmi and Beitza, that the reason you can't ride an animal on Shabbos is because of Shvisas Behema. Meaning, the Torah tells me in the Aseres HaDivros, right? We spoke about Shabbos in Aseres HaDivros, in the sense of Zohar and Shamar. We could have also spoken about Shvisas Behema, which, as we know, is also a very important topic in Aseres HaDivros. Torah says, "Osasecha melacha avdecha amoscha behemtecha." Right? There's a din of the behema that it can't do melacha. Based on that, I'm not allowed to ride an animal, says Yerushalmi, not only because of the gezeira d'rabbanon of I might break off a branch, but more fundamentally because it's a din d'oraisa of shvisas behema.
What isur melacha is the behema doing?
The isur melacha the behema is doing is carrying, because I'm on the behema.
Also, putting something on the animal,
right?
Like you have like the case study, shouldn't that be also because it's
right.
Going to be carrying more?
So, again, if the animal's inside an eruv,
so if you're riding an eruv, right? See, he said he didn't do anything then. He doesn't get around this issue.
The point is, you're right. If the according to your shaman, this is a concern of forget the dinim of being mishdamish b'bal chai, right? There is a more fundamental iser of shvisas behemto.
But that's only true here outside here.
Okay, enough of that. Now, the Magen Avraham, however, says that this reason of shvisas behemto isn't the real reason, because hachai nosi esatzmo. Maybe this is what Jake meant when he said, what's the malacha? I'm a live person. We pask a min ha-tayra ha-chay nosei satsmo. It's only us or mid-rabbonon to carry a live creature.
No, you're worse, because you don't have chay nosei satsmo for the tzidei tzadim case. And put things in the bucket, you don't have chay nosei satsmo.
No, but so by tzidei tzadim,
you'd have that be outside. The thing that the Shavuot says is ulcer is mutter, the thing that says mutter is ulcer.
What you're saying is that once I'm nervous about Shvisas Behemto,
yeah.
So then Everything should be even Sidei Tzadim should be also. That's
Sidei Tzadim should be also. But the one thing that's not going to be also because of Chai Nosei at Atzmo is going to, right? It's all backwards.
Again, I'm just reading the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Shin Hei Os Zayin. He quotes, Ein Roch Lagabe Behem Hashem Yachtul Zimora. Ubi Yerushalmi Ko Amabnei Shvisis Behemto. Aval Be'emes Lekha Shvisis Behemto Kamash Kassus Efkaf Beis. There's no than Shvisis Behemto because in Sifkaf Beis it says, if you have a Goyish kid who's riding on an animal b'Shabbos, you don't have to stop the animal from going on Shabbos because Chaynos Yisatzmo. But you can't put anything on the animal because that would be a din of Shvisis Behemto. But that's what it says in Sifkoch Bey. So the Magen Avraham Chaynos, that I see that by Chaynos Yisatzmo there's no din.
Does he say anything like by Sidei Tzadim? He should say he should not hold
again, we have to say that Sidei Tzadim, we have to be mukim, that there's no malacha involved. But if there would be a malacha involved, if the animal is going outside of the Eruv, so then, again, we have to figure out whether animals are meshuga to hold sa'a in the caramelists or something. I don't know. We have to, like,
right to the tinder up on the back.
We have
right, like, the animal that carries its teeth on chops. I don't hold by your ear.
We have to, like, put all this together. But the point is, the Magen Avraham digs up this issue of Shvisis Behemto. The Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham asks, aye, but there's no Shvisis Behemto because of Chaynos Yisatzmo. So Beis Yosef writes, Azoi, Hashem Yesh Lomar, She'af Agav She'enu Mitzuvah Rechivoso Agave Behema, Mikol Mokom Kevan Shabehema Mitzta Eres Berechivoso Alaha, Harehu Over Shvisis Behemto. What the Beis Yosef writes is that even though Chaynos Yetzatzmo, and therefore the animal is not doing a molocha, but nonetheless, the behemoth mitzta'eres berechivaso alaha. When I was a kid, I had a dog. Her name was Vivi. Aviva Malcolm Yerushalayim Spatterdash. And that was the dog's name. And there were times that what I used to do is I would pull the dog's tail and I'd try to get a ride on the dog. Now, the dog didn't like me. She started, like, nipping at my fingers. Like, it wasn't a good relationship, me and the dog. But the point is that the behemoth,
the dog was a Yerushalmi.
The dog was a Yerushalmi, right?
It had a totally different status. I apologize.
Hey, but it's real. Hey, this dog existed. I'm not making this up. But the point is, like what the Beis Yosef says over here, if the behemoth is mitzta'eres berechivaso, so then even though there's no melacha involved, because chaynai says atmo, still, it's going to be usher, right? That's the way the Beis Yosef wants to be Miyasha the Yerushalmi. I think this is actually a really interesting idea because the Beis Yosef Lahalacha is bringing up the time of the Kra, or the reason that the Torah says. Remember, the Torah writes, Laman Yanuach, right? The Torah writes that we want Shabbos to be a day of rest. And the Behemah is also supposed to rest on Shabbos. So the din of Shvisis Behemto of the Beis Yosef, right? It's a big finish, which I didn't realize until this morning. I didn't know until this morning. Beis Yosef is saying the din of Shvisis Behemto on Shabbos is not only the animal shenatu molocha, but that the Torah wants, right? The Torah wants that animals should rest. Part of my din of Shabbos, the din of Menucha, is that my animal should also have Menucha. I think that's what emerges from this Yerushalmi. Okay, so the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, they dig up Yerushalmi. They ask Akasha, I, Chaynos Yisatzmo. Apparently, the animal is not Mitzuvah in the Issa Drabonon of carrying Bachai, right? Chaynos Yisatzmo. So the Beis Yosef defends this approach based on the din of Roman Yanuach, if I understand it properly. Since the behemoth is mitzvah eres, so therefore I'm violating some sort of element of Shvisis Behemto. This is relevant for another din. Look in the Bir Halacha at the end of Shin Lamed Vav. The last beer halacha in Shin Lamed Vav. The halacha is the mechaber paskins that when I have shvisa or I have an Israel hishtamesh by an ilan, so the din is the Rama writes. Excuse me, that's mutar liga be ilan uvay shlo yani denu. This din of the Israel hishtamesh be ilan is only if I'm going to move the tree. Or, right, or if I'm going to, it's only if I'm going to move the tree. Therefore, the Rishami distinguishes between if it's bari or cholosh. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim what that means. Does it mean that the tree is bari versus cholosh? Or does it mean that the person is bari versus cholosh? But either way, it's the same idea that the Israel Hishtamesh B'ilan involves real shimush, real using it. If it's just a light touch, right, there's no Isser Lehishtamesh B'ilan. So far, so good. The din comes from Yerushalmi. Direct the Beer halacha in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Gimel. How come Sarach Iyan al Harambam Mushare Rishonim Shelo Heviuza? How come the Rishonim don't quote this din that there's a difference between Bari and Cholosh by being Mishtamish Be'ilon? Efsher, since it's not befavorish in the Talmud Bavli, meaning the Bavli has a distinction between Shimush in the sense of using it for real, applying pressure, and light usage. In the Gemara, in Chagiga, about right, everyone's Purim Shpiel, like Rav Shechter, the Gemara tells us that Nashim Somchot Rishut, so therefore you're allowed to give smicha to women, no? In that sugya, Nashim Somchot Rishut, which doesn't mean giving smicha to women, just word to the wise, but in that Gemara of Nashim Somchot Rishus, the Gemara says that the din of Samach Yodov Olav Umisvada, right, that when you, what's it called, you have to say Vidui or Rosh Hapar, right, the Gemara says that that involves pushing your hands down strong, that's going to be Mishtamesh B'Bal Chai, but if it's just Akufi Yadayu, if it's just light, then it's not usher. So the Gemara has such a distinction, the Talmud Bavli. Zvrek to be beer halacha, right? That's the same distinction that the Yerushalmi has about a tree between bari and kochosh by the tree, l'cha'era. How come the poskim leave it out?
That Gemara, according to Bali, also things that pops back will still answer their Rabbana on.
Okay,
so that's why they would leave it out because it still has to be there.
But again,
that's your raya.
But that certainly would lead us in the direction that there are certain things which are such a light touch that might not be a problem at all.
Such a light how?
And again, I don't know
exactly. What
exactly is that kufi? What exactly are they doing over there?
I mean, I thought it comes like a kafas yad. They don't push it. They do with the
right. They touch it a little bit.
Touch, right.
But it could be that there's something that's so chalosh that's going to be mutter.
I mean, that would be totally why it's Yisrael Midirabon. The Yisrael Midirabon is because it's mechseh. Then why in the world no amount of
okay and a hanami? But the beer halacha says that the impression you get from the Gemara and the Chagiga is that the din is only kishen nishan b'chol kochol. How come this din is omitted from, right? It's a Yerushalmi about Bari versus Kachosh. It's a Bavli about being Mishtamish with Behemoth. The two dinim are the same, like we spoke about with Sidei Tzadim. So how come the Rambam and all the Rishonim don't quote this din? So he says, well, maybe it's because it's not befeirish in the Gemara and Chagiga. It's only a diuk. Therefore, lo ha'etikuhu kedarkam. That's a funny line in the Bir Halacha, that maybe the Rishonim don't cut stuff that's a diuk from the Gemara. Amnam, al kol panim kasha shelo ha'etiku divrei ha'Yerushalmi dismara behedya. But how come they don't quote the Yerushalmi? Right? The Rambam quotes Yerushalmis all the time. How come he leaves this Yerushalmi out? So the Bir Halacha writes in the Sograyim, he writes over here in the brackets, Ube'emes hayamokom loma dedivei Yerushalmi azwe letamayhu bahahu de'en reich v'nagabi behema ayin sham. The Bir Halacha suggests that maybe the reason why Yerushalmi is makel on a light touch is because the Yerushalmi holds that the Isser of Ein Reich and Agabi Behema is Kashur to Din Shvisas Behema. And what that means is, right, let's take the Beis Yosef's take, that if the Behema is Mitzta'er, then there's some sort of problem. But if my touch is so light that the Behema is not Mitzta'er Klal V'Ikar, I'm just reading a Bir Halacha for you, gentlemen. I mean this.
There's a little bit of a problem here, because what is there then a Shvisas Ha'ilon? This isn't Tu B'Shvat. Come on, there's no Dinah Shvisas Ha'ilon, it's Sar Ha'ilon.
I think actually today is Chag HaSukkos Ilonos, no?
What, because it's so many days after Rosh Hashanah?
Right.
Like, in all seriousness, is Chalia, what type of tree hugging, eco-friendly, whatever do you have to be to take a tsar of the tree? No, like Chalisha, that is an tsar of Jesus.
I think what he means is Azoy, that we leave the Yerushalmi out entirely, because the Yerushalmi is coming from a different perspective. By a behema.
It can't be coming by the perspective of Elon. But Elon, there is no other perspective of Shvitas HaElon.
Let's go slowly. The Yerushalmi writes, D'imloikein, if you don't make this distinction between heavy touching and light touching, v'chi oser liga be'behema. Right, the Yerushalmi's nusach is, right, it makes a comparison. Is it oser liga be'behema? Now,
you see with the tree what it's talking about. It can't be clogged in that tree that's behema.
What you're basically saying is that it's clear that the din of shvisas behema doesn't apply to trees, right?
But I'm saying,
I hear what you're saying.
There can be two Yerushalmis, one that says there's an issue of shvis, one that says there's an issue of shvis behema, one that says there's not that issue, and it's a different than there are born on. And the chomer is a cold, that's fine. That's
basically, your ha'ara is that the comment that this Bir Halacha is making
in the Sograyim,
that maybe the pshat in the Hashmata of the Rambam is because this is all a Yerushalmi l'shitaso, you're saying it can't be because Yerushalmi is comparing Behema to Elon, and it's not Shabbos, it's a din of Shvisas Elono over Shabbos. That's a good heart. Am I right? Is this what the Bir Halacha says? No, here. Right? Am I right? This is what the Bir Halacha says? Of course I'm right. That's what the Bir Halacha says.
I don't deny what the words are.
I even made an X over there. Now, let's just go on, gentlemen. We're speaking about an equation between Shvisas Behemtoi and being Mishtamish Be'ilon. We're talking about this in the Malacha of Kotzer, because in both cases, the Mishnah in Beit Alamed Vav says it's because it might rip off a branch. No? Both cases, it's because it might rip off a branch. Now, there is a little bit of a difference between the application to a behema and the application to an elon. The difference is azoi. In Shin Lamed Vav, in Se'if Aleph, I learned the following din. Let's say I climbed a tree on Shabbos. So the way we paskin, there's a difference between if you climb a tree on Shabbos b'shogeg and you climb a tree b'Shabbos b'mezid. If I climb the tree b'Shabbos b'shogeg, we say that you should get off of the tree. If I climb the tree b'Shabbos b'mezid, there's a knas that's imposed that you got to stay up there all Shabbos. Right? This is not make-believe. This is real Torah. I climb a tree on Shabbos. I have to stay up there all Shabbos. Shin lamed tov se'ef aleph. Now, there's a discussion 2 days in the Mechaber about if I climb a tree b'shoigeg on Erev, if I climb a tree on Erev Shabbos, and I plan on staying up there all Shabbos, is there an iser to come down because I, what's it called? Is there an iser to come down because I planned on staying there all Shabbos, so therefore it's ke'ilu I was mazed. The standard case of mazed that I'm stuck on top of the tree all Shabbos is I climb the tree on Shabbos. But let's say I'm not climbing the tree on Shabbos. If I climb the tree on Erev Shabbos, I plan on staying up there all Shabbos. So there's two opinions, but that's considered mezid. The Mishnah Berurah writes that la halacha we paskin like Dei Rishona, that we're not machmir in that case. Now, there's a knas, basically, that when I climb a tree of mezid on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to come down. Let's say I pull my dog's tail on Shabbos and I climb up. Am I mechayev to stay on the dog all Shabbos? So it's beferish in Simin Shin He Seif Yud Ches, which is the parallel.
Continuing Isser of staying on.
Oh, wait! We'll talk about that in a minute, right? But Shin He Seif Yud Ches, it says that by a behema. Right? In other words, since it's in the Tzar Bal HaChayim, so we allow you to come down even if I was Eila B'mezid. Right? This is the difference between trees and animals. Apparently, we're not worried about the Tzar of the tree.
Really? Crazy idea! I think there's some crime in the Bir Halacha that might be a problem with this.
I'm not worried about the tsar of the tree. I'm only worried about the tsar of the animal. Apparently the term tsar balei chayim is lav dafka, no? It's not all animal. It's not all life. Bal chay l'chayra means all life, no?
Does
the tree feel tsar?
I mean, I guess what? By chava, when the Torah says, ki hi hoista im kol chay. The pashtus is...
It doesn't mean animals.
It does... Right, it doesn't mean animals either, yeah.
But also, I don't know Gemara epistemology. Does the Gemara think of trees as living?
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially what we just spoke about in terms of kotzer, right? According to all the Rishonim, if it's...
Apparently, so. Is that a word that ever applies by trees?
No idea.
I forgot the Gemara, though.
I don't know.
Aristotle has too many things and Plato has too few things being alive, but...
But let's go slowly. So there is a difference that Tzar Bal HaChayim applies to the animal, not to the tree. If I go up on the tree b'Shabbos, b'mezid, I have to stay there. If I go up on the animal b'Shabbos, b'mezid, I come down out Tzar Bal HaChayim. Yesh lachkar, when I am on the tree, I'm just sitting there. I go up b'shoigig on the tree. So the din is what? Is the din that I'm allowed to come down from the tree? Or is it din that I'm mechayev to come down? Let's say I like it up there. I go up on the tree on Shabbos. Again, remember, tree also applies to tzedim. Okay, so I have like a tree house that's built in a not permitted way on Shabbos. Right? It's a tzedim way. I go up. Am I allowed to stay in that tree on Shabbos when I go up the mezid? The Mechaber has a lashon, Ola b'ilon b'Shabbos b'shogeg mutter leiraid. That's the Mechaber in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph. It's mutter leiraid. The Taz, in a lengthy discussion that we'll talk about in a few minutes, if we have a chance, The Taz writes, actually not in the lengthy discussion, the shorter discussion. The Taz writes,
right?
In other words, there's a machlokes the pashtos. Between, I didn't see people who pointed this out, but the Lashon HaMechaber is very different than the Taz. The Taz is saying that kol zman I'm on the tree, I'm doing an aveira every moment. But kol zman, so b'meisa they give me a knas.
My knas that I'm doing, like knas is
that, yeah, my knas is that I'm doing, that Chazal forced me to violate more isurim, right, to make me suffer, because the assumption
then I'll get off the tree because I'd rather I'll be over in Isur Darabanan than Isur Daraisa.
Okay. No? There's no Isur Daraisa. Being Mishnamish Bion is not Isur Daraisa.
Oh, right, it's Isur Darabanan.
Also Midrabanan. But there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Taz, Mechaira, as to whether you violate an Isur every moment you're on the tree. Let me give you a Mara Muslim, gentlemen. Egle Tal, Kotzer, Simin Lamed Dalad. Egli Tal writes that he thinks you're violating the Isser every moment that you're up there. But if you go up B'Shoigeg, therefore, the Egli Tal says, since you have an option to come down, you're Mechuyiv to come down, because it's better to violate an Isser one time, right? Even though it's an Isser B'Maisa that I'm violating one time, rather than violating an Isser B'Sheva Altasa time in, time out, many, many times. We spoke about this a lot, no? We spoke about this with respect to a chazon ish, about if I have a pot that's on the fire, right? I'm doing shehiya be'isser, but the pot is mukta. Should I do an aveira one time b'yadayim, right, or not? We spoke about this in the context of the Ramosha Feinstein and his tshuva to Rabbi David Rachman, to Rabbi Manny Rachman's father. Ramosha Feinstein writes that it's better to sell the chametz for a store who's going to continue to do business with the chametz all Yantav Pesach, because if you don't sell the chametz, he'll be in violation of Bayirah Bayimatz in every single bottle of scotch he has in the store. It's going to be more averis b'sheval taisa, as opposed to if you sell the chametz, he'll violate an iser whenever he takes a bottle of scotch and sells it to the guy. That's going to be an iser of Bayirah Bayimatz b'yadayim, right, b'maisa, but it's better to violate one iser b'maisa rather than many isurim b'sheval tasa. Right, it's better to violate one iser gadol rather than violating many isurim ketanim. We spoke about this a number of times, and another application of this question is found here in this Egle Tal. Okay, so that is another discussion that's relevant for these conversations. The Mishnah Brura paskins that there's no iser being mishtamesh with a tree if you don't move it at all. The pashtus in the Rishonim is not like this. And the pashtus in the conversation we just had a minute ago is not like this, no? If the Egle Tal is correct, that by say Rishonim, I mean if Moshe Brown points out that there's a Tosfos Rishonim Daf Nun Gimel who says this. But what we just showed from the Egle Tal, that I violate the Isser when I'm on the tree every moment, because I'm not moving the tree every moment that I'm there. I'm up on a big branch on the tree. I'm not moving the tree. Nonetheless, there is some sort of iser, even though I'm not moving it. That would be against that Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Nun Gimel, who assumes that the iser is only when I move it. The chesh on the Egle Tal, that I violate an iser every single second when I'm up there, means that I'm violating an iser even though I'm not moving the tree. I might have moved the tree to get up there, but once I'm there, I'm just sitting there. I'm relaxing.
Can I ask a silly question?
You can ask any question you want.
If I move the, if I'm, let's say I'm moving the tree branch for shade, right? And I move the tree branch and it's moved and I'm holding it over my head for shade. Am I over on an iser every moment? I would say that would be the way to answer the Mishnah Brura was with.
In other words,
it's only b'shas that it's moved min komo. Not every shah do I have to wiggle in order to get another iser.
Okay, great. I mean, possibly. I mean, I think that's a reasonable thing. I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like you only violate iser when you're moving it, but the pashtus and the igle tells I violate this. Oh, now there is a gemara that tells me that the iser being mishtamish be'ilon is only if it's a real ilon, if it's over gimel tfachim. By the way, I don't know if anyone who says this by a behema. If you have a tiny little chihuahua or something, right? Or right, if you have like a tiny little lizard, is there an iser, right? Lehishtamish.
What's the animal that Ruby's kids have as a pet?
A rat. A lizard, rat. Yeah. My kids have rats and lizards.
Lizards.
But if you have a tiny little animal, is there an is? I think that's another distinction between an animal and a tree, right? That the isal shdamish with a tree, it does not apply when it is low to the ground. The Ramot Haskins in Shin Lamed Vov Sif Aleph, the Rama writes, the kol zeh kiyoti bo is only be'ilon. Avo konem harakim kiyerek mutter lehishtamish b'hem afo pishim kubarim lekarka. Right? Am I allowed to lie down on high grass on Shabbos? Right? Yeah. If it's low grass, it's pachos migimot tfachim, it's mutter to lie down. Right? This is real Torah, gentlemen. Am I allowed to lie down on high grass? So the Rama writes that the Isser lehishtamesh only applies to an ilan. It does not apply to Dvarim Harakim. Comes along the Taz in Se'if Katan Dalet, and the Taz is Marech to say, what are you talking about? The Cha'orif, the concern is that Shema Yitlosh, it's much more likely that you'll be tolesh a davar that's rach than you'll be tolesh a davar that is kasha. Because it's easier to be tolesh a davar that is rach. The Taz tries to show that this is a machlekes in the Gemara, and he tainas that the Rambo, when he's makel over here, is paskening like the wrong shita. And la halacha, we should pasken that the iser is even on devarim rakim. Not only that, the Taz tainas that the Rambo is against the Rambam and he's against the Mechaber who cites the Rambam, and he doesn't point this out. Right, and usually if the Rama is against the Mechaber, he would note V'yesh Omrim or something. He'll quote that there's a Machlokas. But the Rama over here does not quote that there's a Machlokas. The Rama just says, Kol Zeh B'Ilon, it sounds like he's modifying the Mechaber. However, the Taz points out that the Lashon of the Mechaber, which is the Lashon HaRambam, is that the Isser is Ein Mishtamshim B'Mechuber L'Karka Klau. The Isser is Mechuber L'Karka. The Isser is not the Ilon. The Mechaber does not write Eim Mishtam Shem B'Ilon. He writes Eim Mishtam Shem B'Mechuber. That means, Zok the Taz, that anything which is Mechuber is really a problem. Even if it's Dvarim Harakim, if it's Mechuber, it is a problem. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Taz in Se'if Katan Tesvav. He writes, Vida de hataz cholik al Rama behelo le iser bekonim ubi yerek because of shekei muchach lashon harambam ha-shulchan aruch la'el. The Taz writes that the lashon of the shulchan aruch sounds like him because they say ein mishdamshim b'mechubar, right? Mashma lichlo gam yerek bekonim harakim, and the bach is machmir, right? That's a rare occurrence that the Taz agrees with his shver. Right, the Taz and the Bach agree. Aval b'sefer el yirabo hisig v'hevi mekama rishonim depasku karama. And the Rambam isn't a raya at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam is not a raya. No one's a raya. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it is mutter like the Ramah. That the Ramah says that if it's Dvarim Harakim, it is going to be mutter to lie down on it on Shabbos. Again, the taina of the Taz in Lomdus, I don't think was addressed. Meaning, all the Mishnah Berurah is doing is he's loading Rishonim. That there are Rishonim who sound like the din is only Elon. But the Lomdus of the Taz, that if it's Rakim, there's more of a concern, Shema Yitlosh, to the best of my knowledge, that taina is not addressed. And that's already an interesting, that's an interesting Nakuda. The Ritva uses a Lashon Elon, therefore the Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the Ramah against the Taz. I don't know. My Mamish don't understand it. The Taz adds at the end that you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'Yerek because it's an Isser Mukta. Now that Nakuda, the Prima Godem already points out, when I talk about being Mishtamish B'Yerek over here, I'm talking about lying down on the high grass. That would not be an Isser Mukta because we pass in a total Begufo is not Asa. Right? So that Nakuda of the Taz is difficult. But the Taz disagrees with the Ramah. Again, none of the poskim lahalacha except the Taz. It's just like my general approach to life is that I think the Taz is making some valid points that we haven't satisfactorily resolved. Yes.
Could you have like a makas bara tzvara? Like the reason why you won't be litlosh is because there isn't a need to be talosh the davarach. Right, if I'm lying down in the grass, right?
But let's be honest. Climbing a tree is also because I'll be toilish. Come on. Why am I going to be toilish a branch while I'm climbing the tree? I understand that in Rochon Agabe Behema, I might be toilish a branch to whip.
The two possibilities I always thought as a child was either because you might break a branch accidentally or because you might break a branch to make it easier to climb.
So that's the thing. To break a branch accidentally, I don't think I'd ever make a gezeira up to accidental breakage.
You'll never.
Because that's a davreshin l'maskavein l'chaora. Right? To make a gezeira up to something that's mamish mutter, I find that very difficult. Right? In terms of the metzias, that breaking a branch will make it easier to climb, I don't know if such a metzias in the world. Right? When I'm climbing a tree, does it make it easier if I have another branch with me?
No, to get the branch out of your way and make it easier to climb.
Oh, to get the branch out of my way.
There's a small branch in your way that you're trying to climb past in some way.
But wouldn't that be like a malacha shenet tzricha l'gufa l'chayra? Like, notice, I'm, to make a gezeira, I'll do something. Again,
I think you have the whole problem, the entire thing with the tree.
No, this entire din is hard to understand according to the kolam in Hilchos Shabbos. Why would I make a gezeira out to something which is fundamentally aser midrabban? Like, I understand that in Rechven Agabe Behema, right, is fundamentally a potential aser deraisa because I'm ripping off a branch in order to hit the animal. But the climbing of a tree is, again, I didn't look into Rishonim in Beitza, but my guess is that maybe some Rishonim there address this question. The gezeira seems like we say in Yiddish, far-fetched. Right? Okay, gentlemen, we should go and have a mint. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.